T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Welcome into a shortened edition of the second half of Sports Talk this Tuesday, March 26th. Got LSU baseball versus Southeastern coming up 6:30 right here on WWL and, of course, the free Odyssey app. Also gearing up a 7 o'clock tip-off in the Smoothie King Center. Pels back home for their next six, and waking up this morning, you know, I wasn't staying up for that late game, 9:30 tip-off for the Indiana Pacers, and the Indiana comes through with the win for the Pels, and the Clippers are just collapsing right now at the perfect time for New Orleans to take advantage. Happy to see that. Waking up, seeing the Pels now in fourth place in that Western Conference, which means home court advantage for the playoffs. We hope that they can hold on to that. 11 games remaining now in the regular season for the Pellies. And we've talked about it a ton. Obviously, a tough stretch of games coming up starts this evening with the Thunder. Head coach Willie Green just spoke to the media with his pregame availability. Let's hear what he had to say about this matchup.
Could you give us a little scouting report? Obviously, SGA and Chet Holmgren are the ones that pop out. They've got a lot of up-and-coming talent.
Yeah. I mean, they're a good team, and you know, they do a great job defensively. They get out in transition. They create steals. They try to pack the paint and make you take tough shots. So really good team and a lot of good young players. And, you know, they're well coached. Mark has done a great job with this group, and it'll be a good test for us tonight.
What's your message to your squad starting this homestand, a really critical six-game stretch?
Continue to focus on our standards.
And any update on Dyson? Might we be seeing him coming back on this homestand?
He'll be playing in Birmingham. I'm sure you guys saw the news, and we'll reevaluate him from there once he finishes that.
You comment on the growth of Trey Murphy as a basketball player when the shots aren't falling, the impact that he has on a game, rebounding the ball, blocking shots, and getting assists as well, driving to the bucket.
First of all, Trey is a tremendous person off the floor, and I think that ties directly into who he is as a basketball player. You know, sometimes, you know, it's been a year where he's had some good games. He's had some ups and downs as well. And I love his ability to navigate adversity. And Graf, to your point, there's so many ways to impact winning without necessarily shooting the ball well or scoring. And sometimes Trey has moments where, you know, just not going down for him, but he does focus on the other things, the defensive side of the ball, deflections, rebounding, and continuing to, you know, play .5 basketball. I mean, because they're still closing out hard to him even when he's not making shots. So he's getting better and better as we progress.
There was a play in the Detroit game where I think it was Metu took a three from the left corner, and he got Herb up with a pump fake, and Herb still blocked the shot. Do you feel like that play is an example of Herb? He's never really, like, out of the play defensively, like, even when you think he is?
Yeah, that's Herb. Those instinctual defensive plays that he can make. Like you said, he bit on a shot fake. He lands, turns around, and looks like he blocks it with his other hand. And once again, he's just one of those guys that, to your point, he's never really out of a play. He's going to give it everything he has to try to contest a shot or try to stop his man or someone else's man from scoring.
Hey, well, speaking of Herb, he's starting to get a little bit more buzz nationally. You know, he's kind of an overlooked guy, but what has it just kind of made you see him finally getting that attention and, I guess, respect that he's
He should be getting it. You know, Herb is, in my opinion, he's first team all defense for sure. And I think the beauty in it is that you're hearing his peers talk about him, and the guys that are competing against him every night, they, if anybody knows, they know. They know that when he's on the floor against them, you know, he makes it difficult, and you know, hopefully he can be rewarded at the end of this year.
One area where OKC's been a little bit vulnerable has been on the defensive glass. You talked about how important offensive rebounding is for your team all season. Is tonight one of those nights where there's like an extra emphasis on securing those additional possessions?
Absolutely. It's huge for us to go after second chance opportunities, offensive rebounds. You know, they don't struggle in a ton of areas, but that's definitely one of them, and we want to see if we can double down in that area tonight.
Willie, I'm curious to get your thoughts on the Defensive Player of the Year award. It's an award where you feel like maybe wing players, guards, have a better chance of winning now because of the way the game is played. Do you feel the same way?
I don't know. I mean, I hope, you know, whatever it is you just look at what's fair. And sometimes it's centers. They do a tremendous job of protecting the basket, protecting the whole group. And sometimes it's wings. You know, Marcus Smart won it recently, so I'm not really sure on who it is, or you guys know who my vote is going to be if I have a vote on it. So I'm pretty biased in terms of who the Defensive Player of the Year is.
Raph asked you about Trey's rebounding. Trey said after shoot around that he's been getting the message about rebounding from the coaching staff and his dad. You feel like you're getting, you know, even more coaching support all the time from his parents this season?
We are. His dad, his mom, they're on him just like we are. And it's coming from a good place. We all see in Trey what his potential could be, and we want him to reach it. And so we're all coaching him. I mean, his whole family's coaching him. We're coaching him. And he always responds well to it.
Pelicans head coach Willie Green as the Birds get ready for a big matchup. 7 o'clock tip-off in the Smoothie King Center tonight. Pels 44-27 on the season, 20-13 at home. OKC coming in with a record of 49-21. They're the 2 seed right now and have a 21-14 away record. We definitely need to see this Pels squad step it up in these matchups against better teams across the board. And obviously, be no better way to make a statement to open a 6-game homestand by being able to take care of business against the Thunder. But man, oh man, OKC is tough, Charlie.
Yeah, they are, but the Pelicans match up pretty well against them. Like we were talking with Kurt Heelan yesterday from NBC Sports. They're young and they're not huge. Like you can bully them underneath, and that's why I'm hoping for a big game from Zion tonight. I think if the Pels win, he's going to be a key factor. Obviously, the game that he had against the Pistons was incredible. Have a nice follow-up game against the Thunder. If you're looking at the 6-game homestand, the games against the Thunder and the Suns are the ones I'm keying in on the most, because those are two teams that are in that Western Conference playoff picture. Obviously, the Thunder are the 2 seed. The Suns currently are the 8 seed after that loss to the Spurs. If you can beat those teams, that gives you some confidence heading into the Western Conference playoffs, I would imagine.
Going to take a break, step away, be right back to close things out as we get ready for LSU baseball versus Southeastern. Keep it locked right here on WWL. Be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. Closing things out, 6:30 first pitch at Alec Box Stadium. LSU taking on Southeastern. The Tigers are currently 19-6 on the season. Obviously, we know 2-4 in the SEC has not been a very productive conference slate for the Tigers just yet. Southeastern coming to the box, though, 17-7 on the year. Going to be a feisty squad against the Tigers. Jay Johnson talked about them last night on his show that was right here on WWL on the Odyssey app yesterday. Here's what he had to say about the Lions.
I think playing teams with a good coach and a good first-year coach, they're always dangerous because they always create that good culture and everybody's excited. There's like this innocence to a team that's in their first year of a new program, and it's a lot of the same players, you know, that really struggled last year, but they're playing hard, they're playing with intensity, they're playing the game the right way with a lot of that confidence and belief that you're talking about, and they're winning a lot of games, and that's great for us, you know, and playing in the SEC, you know, and you take some of the hits and the thunderbolts. If you do better in the non-conference, it gives you just a little bit more margin for error, and obviously that's super important, you know, for where we're at right now. And with them having 17 wins, if you can win a game, that's very good currency in the RPI.
LSU head coach Jay Johnson there talking about Southeastern. The Tigers did play them earlier this month, was back March 6th. LSU won that one 4-3 in Hammond. You think we're going to for another tight matchup tonight, Charlie, or do these LSU bats explode after getting embarrassed, I guess, over the weekend?
I'm more surprised that was only 20 days ago. I thought it feels like it's been a month at this point. It's crazy. Right. No, I think you would probably expect them to have something like what they did to La Tech. Now, I'm not going to discount Southeastern at all. I think they're a really good team. I think playing in front of their home fans was a big deal with that Houma game.
Right.
It was a close matchup, as you said, Steve. It came down to the ninth inning, and LSU really snuck it out with a 4-3 victory. Southeastern's a really good squad, and I mean they had won 8 straight. They won 2 of 3 this past weekend to start conference play in the Southland, and now so you're looking at it, they've won 10 of their last 11. They're a hot team coming into this matchup.
For sure.
At the same time, you know, it was such a tough weekend for LSU, and you're really looking for them to start gaining some confidence before they head to Arkansas. This is definitely a big spot for them, and I would expect them to come out swinging.
Yeah, definitely, and hopefully some guys can find their way at the plate because just too many of the Tigers, to me, look lost right now.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple of black holes in the offense, and that's, you know, you can attribute some of that to the pitching around the SEC, but at the same time, you're looking for this team to get something rolling to where they can be averaging 7-8 runs per game in the SEC. That's what wins you those series, so when you're against teams in the midweek, you saw it a little bit last week in that game against La Tech. You want to see it again tonight.
What's really tough, obviously, for LSU, hard-fought matchup tonight against a local in-state rival, and then you got to turn around tomorrow, take a road trip to Fayetteville,
yes,
because you know what's coming up next.
We'll get into a deep dive of Arkansas, you know, tomorrow and Thursday ahead of those matchups.
Yeah, Scott Sanders, former ML pitcher, friend of the show, will be joining us tomorrow to preview them Arkansas Razorbacks.
Who better to talk about the pitching staff at Arkansas than a former MLB pitcher,
exactly,
who's going to be previewing some Arkansas pitchers that will be playing in the show. Hagan Smith has been absolutely unbelievable. But first things first, beat Southeastern tonight.
Thanks for the time today, folks. Hope you enjoy the day. Get ready for some LSU baseball taking on Southeastern right here on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.